This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Vermont has no shortage of beautiful rivers for fly fishing, but the various trout that roam the waters are increasingly under threat from environmental challenges not necessarily visible to the naked eye, unless you know where to look for them. On a recent hot summer's day, I met up with Matthew Dickerson, an avid fly fisherman and professor at Middlebury College, who writes about a section of the Mad River in his new book, A Tale of Three Rivers. Morning Edition producer Bela Metzger and I met with him on a stretch about 200 yards upstream of the confluence with Mill Brook in Waitsfield. And while his hook flies didn't land any trout that day, some birds along the river did.
Watch the bird. See it? Just grab that mayfly out of the air.
Here's another one. And that bird is snatching him out of the air. This is what I love about fly fishing and being in a place like this. It's not just sort of the selfish desire of an angler to be able to catch more fish. It's because everybody lives downstream. We're all impacted by this. And what's making a healthy stream for the trout is making a healthy stream for that bird right there.
Matt, do you think that the health of the trout in rivers like this here in Vermont are going to be sort of indicative of how bad global warming, climate change is getting?
Absolutely. They are the sort of the canary of the coal mine. And this is one of the reasons that I've written a lot about trout, is the trout on the rivers where they live really are great indicators of the health of a watershed. It's not just the temperature and the cleanliness of the water, but it's all the food that the trout need. Mad River is a beautiful valley. The stream is a beautiful stream, and one of the reasons I wrote about it, though, is that sometimes the kind of the pretty pastoral landscape does tend to hide some of the problems.
Dickerson says the health of the Mad River is being affected by silt and other deposits, higher levels of phosphorus, and elevated bacteria levels from things like E. coli and fecal chloroform.
But I think the biggest thing is the impact of development in places where there's still long-term agriculture is the loss of canopy, the runoff, the water coming down out of streets, out of driveways, carrying all the pollutions, all of the stuff that you get on a paved road or a driveway.
And there's the very famous ski area nearby.
Sure.
And is that causing some problems?
There's a couple of potential problems, I think, that you get from a ski area. One, of course, is all of this secondary development, all of the condos and buildings. Often they're just seasonal, and every one of those homes is a cleared place of land. The trees are taken off. You've got driveways. You've got culverts. You have all that sort of infrastructure, and that's all adding to the amount of runoff and pollution that would flow into the river. So we want to walk?
Yeah, let's take a walk.
Looking right over the bank there's some houses. I'm not sure if that's a restaurant or what have you, but it's built up right along the bank here.
Yes, and I think this whole bank has been artificially armored. So it's actually not a natural stream bank. And so you're going to get a lot more siltation, which change or restrict the natural stream flow.
Sure is pretty, but as you've pointed out, there's a lot that we don't see necessarily that's affecting the trout and everything else.
That's right. You don't see temperature, for example. Looking at a water, we don't necessarily know that it's 10 degrees warmer than it might have been if we still had a lot of trees along the bank upstream.
So Matt, as you're talking about some of the changes you've seen, maybe the warmer water temperatures, are some of these things reversible? Is there a chance to make this river healthier than it is now?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things that could be done would be trees, restoring the canopy. So projects that would get more streamside, riverside trees growing would be great.
Well, Matthew Dickerson, I know that your ideal day of fishing doesn't include talking to a couple of reporters, but I can't thank you enough for having us out here today to walk along with you and talk about this section of the Mad River.
Well, thank you for spending time with me.
Matthew Dickerson is a professor at Middlebury College and the author of the new book, A Tale of Three Rivers, of woolly buggers, bowling balls, cigarette butts, and the future of Appalachian brook trout.